Good evening and welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. It is time now to head out to the SEC and talk about some Alabama football. And although the Crimson Tide, they secured that one-point win over Arkansas last Saturday, head coach Nick Saban, he was very forthright in voicing his displeasure and angered by the perception of the close win over the Razorbacks.
I was just happy to see our players be happy about playing a game and winning. Sort of, if you want to know the truth about it, pisses me off when I talk to people that have this expectation, like they're disappointed that we only won the game 14-13, and in the way we played. Really, that's frustrating. You want to talk about something that's frustrating? That's frustrating to me.
A win is a win, or is it? Very high expectations on Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. It is time now to welcome in Christopher Walsh. He is an award-winning sports writer. He's an author, a new book that he's just released, Nick Saban versus College Football. He is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. How are you on this Friday night, Christopher Walsh?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm looking forward to breaking it all down with you. So I think many times fans forget that these are not professional athletes. It is student hyphenated athlete. Should they be a little bit more understanding? It is a one-point win, and that's all that matters, right?
Well, normally I would agree with you, but we're talking about Alabama. Alabama is at a peak, and I'm one of those people. I think you have to say what this program has been going through lately is definitely a dynasty. And when you lose a game and it's not a real high profile opponent, and that's no disrespect to Ole Miss. The Rebels are having an amazing year and they deserve to be where they are. But if it was LSU or say like Florida, a big name program, it would be one thing. It's a little bit different when it's an opponent like Ole Miss that you're used to beating year in, year out. And I don't want to say, Alabama fans have a tendency to overreact a little bit, but, it's after that loss going in Arkansas and only winning by 1 point, there's a lot of people in Alabama who are saying, what's wrong? And, they aren't looking at the big picture that, the SEC West is just having an unbelievable year. And, to be 5-1 at this point, it's still really good.
But don't you have to give Arkansas some credit, too? Everyone's talking about it. They're one of the most improved teams in the country.
Yeah, I think you have to give Arkansas a lot of credit. And I think you're going to see the Razorbacks. They're going to beat somebody this year that everyone's going to go, wow, that's a really, really big win. They played Texas A&M very, very tight. Probably should have won that game.
Oh, yeah.
The Alabama game was tight.
Tremendous game.
It's a good team. They're physical. They know what they're doing. They have their identity, and they just like to wear teams down and run the ball. And here we are. Talking about like the I formation is something that's really unusual. It's very odd, but they're going to beat somebody. They're going to have a couple nice wins this year.
Well, I will go to bat for Alabama. From the fans' perspective, emotionally, financially, they're invested, and they do have very high expectations. And, I'm a Sooner, so I know that was pretty tough last year in the Sugar Bowl as well, Chris.
Yeah, and it's to say that Alabama fans are invested is actually really an understatement, to be honest. It's a little bit different in Alabama, and it's the one thing I can kind of compare it to from all my travels and all the teams I've covered. The Green Bay Packers, you go out to Green Bay, you have a whole community that center around one thing and one thing only, and that's that football team. Alabama is pretty much the same way. These people live, breathe, die by it. It's, games aren't just games. They're family reunions every single week. And, the fact that it's just a little bit different. I'll just leave it at that.
Were you surprised to hear the former quarterback at standout, A.J. McCarron, how brutally honest he was in that recent radio interview about talking about some of the leadership issues and that players that are part of that roster and part of that team right now, they are taking success from the past. They're taking it for granted.
Well, after covering AJ for the 5 years, he was at Alabama the 3 years that he started. He had more success than anybody as a quarterback in Alabama history. Having said that, as for what he said, was I surprised? No. And, really a lot of the problems I think that they've got, when you talk about the leadership, they really go into last year. I mean, we kind of saw this during the stretch run, and when Alabama, when they got through the LSU win last year, you saw a kind of a change in the team. It was almost like they were like, okay, we got this. You know, we're going to win the national championship again, and Auburn took advantage of it, beat them. Oklahoma took advantage of it, beat them. And I think we've seen some of the residuals that are still kind of there with this team. They haven't quite exactly figured out what they're all about and how they need to kind of have their own identity and realize that we're our own team. And I think, you know, when Saban was this week talking about, I was really happy that we had a win, that our guys were emotional,
right,
that we
right.
really getting into it. That's what he was talking about. And so they've got a lot of things they have to kind of iron out and figure it out. But it's a young team. It's a team that's going to get better as they go along. And if they can get through the next couple games, they're going to be in a good spot to make a run here at the end.
Award-winning sports writer and author of Nick Saban versus College Football, Christopher Walsh, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, he is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. We're going to talk about your book here in just a moment. But in your mind, is Alabama, do they still have a shot at the playoffs? And what are the keys to making that happen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's got a shot. And I think it's one of the keys is going to be the defense. We kind of saw last week with Arkansas, the front seven had a real strong game and is kind of beginning to come into its own. They had some key injuries and they've got some guys who were, suspended during camp, and they're beginning to come together. And as they come together, that defense is going to get better. And the big question coming in was the two cornerbacks. How is that going to play out? Those guys are really young and they're beginning to kind of, the secondary is beginning to kind of pull it together. So I think the defense is going to be strong down the stretch and only improve. Offensively, they've got some problems on the offensive line, and I don't think there's any doubt about that. They've got so many weapons, it's almost ridiculous. But Alabama hasn't really been able to run the ball in the interior, which has been a surprise. Blake Sims, it's his first year as a quarterback. There's going to be bumps in the road, and we finally saw some of that after a really hot start. Amari Cooper, I mean, you can't say enough good things about him. He's just a phenomenal talent. So, I think they're going to be – they've got the talent, that's mm-hmm. for sure. It's just kind of how it's going to come together in the second half of the season.
Right, and of course on Saturday we look forward to the big game against Texas A&M. So let's quickly move ahead and talk about your book. You talk about Nick Saban. He is still the best coach in the country. You make that case in the book, and it is more than just a biography. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the idea for the book came actually from my book publisher that I deal with. They did a Triumph Books. They did a book a couple years ago called Tom Brady versus the NFL, and the author made the case that Tom Brady was the best quarterback in the NFL. And I was actually down at the national championship 2 years ago. Alabama's getting ready to play Notre Dame, and my publisher contacts me, and he was like, "Hey, do you think you could do something similar to this on Nick Saban?" And my initial reaction was no. Because, for obvious reasons. But I was like, look, if I made the case that there was a Mount Rushmore of college football coaches, though, in the modern age, he'd already be on it. And they were like, yeah, that's a great idea. Because I don't think he can sit there and say Saban is better than Bear Bryant yet. But he's definitely getting close. So that's kind of where it all kind of started from. And then it just kind of grew from there, and I really like the way the book came out.
Well, it's a beautiful layout, and you really do break it down on why he is such a good coach and that he runs the team like it's a business, like he is the CEO. We are flat out of time. Christopher Walsh, an award-winning sports writer, author of the book that we were just talking about, Nick Saban versus College Football, has been joining us tonight on the Stuart Cadillac guest line right here at YSR. Thank you so much, Chris, and I promise we will have you back because we've got a lot more ground to cover, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR.